All right, here we go. Instant reaction. Iowa State loses to Baylor tonight. Your final score was 73-70. A lot to chew on. Before we do that, I want to thank our sponsor, Carl Chevrolet, is the number one five-star platinum GM certified pre-owned dealer in the nation. That means there's a continued commitment to excellence, and you can purchase your next GM certified pre-owned vehicle from the best. And their platinum quality care means you never have to worry, period. So don't just rubber stamp your car certified. Carl Chevrolet's success is due to their constant process of doing things the right way for their customers. They have repeat business over 50% of the time. So come on and experience why more people in the nation drive one of Carl's certified vehicles more than any other GM dealer. You can find new roads at carlchevrolet.com and buy with confidence today. Carl Chevrolet is on I-35, the exit 90 in Ankeny, located at The Rock. All right, let's dig in with what happened tonight in Waco. 73-70 is your final. Before I go through any of the stats or anything like that, you know, the thing that pops for me and really jumps out, and we'll get to all the instant the analysis, but man, Iowa State had some tough breaks just right at the end of that basketball game. You go to the Mason free throws, you know, misses the one. They get the offensive rebound. That was brutal. Right before that, that jump ball was a really bad break. Then at the end, Nick Weiler-Babb, you know, I think it looked like, oh, what is Nick doing? He's a pretty smart basketball player. I think what happened there was that Mason was trying to foul him and put him at the line for two, so he couldn't get the three shots or the 3-point shot off. I think Nick knew that, which is why he threw it up, and we didn't really it looked kind of clunky. But that's what I think was going through the head of Nick Weiler-Babb there at the end. But yeah, I thought there were some really bad breaks, not necessarily bad calls or anything, but just bad bounces towards the end. But certainly Iowa State didn't play its best game, and this was my concern. If you watched our pregame show here with the Iowa Clinic, which we do every game on Facebook Live, this game really concerned me, and it was mainly I was worried about Iowa State's offensive flow because of the way that Baylor plays with that Baylor zone. Not that Baylor's a great team, and I really don't think that they are. They may sneak into the NCAA tournament. They played TCU tough in Fort Worth over the weekend, so let's wait and see what Scott Drew's team can do. But they play that clunky style where I was concerned about it with Iowa State going on the road fresh off of that win over Kansas. There were really probably three games I wouldn't want to see. I don't want to play West Virginia because of the press. I don't want to play Baylor because of the zone. And I don't want to play Texas Tech just because of the way that they D up and slow the game down with Chris Beard and what they do there. So anyways, Cam Lard goes down. I thought that was another bad break. Who knows if he's a difference maker tonight for Iowa State. But if you look at all of the minutes that Solomon Young had to come out and play tonight, he played 11 minutes tonight. Did Solomon, after barely playing at all prior to in the season. I mean, I certainly think that Cam is a step up to Solomon Young. And when you're looking at a one possession game like this, that hurt. No update on Cam Lard. I'm sure you guys all saw him just like me. He was in a boot there towards the end of the game. John Walters and everybody was reporting from Waco that it's an ankle. We'll see. Who knows? I'm sure that they'll probably do an MRI or something like that. Hopefully it's nothing severe with Cam Lard. But listen, I don't know. I'm really not that down on the team. I know that it's kind of the thing to do now to just, when you lose a game, everybody freaks out and loses their minds. But that's kind of what I thought would happen tonight. Go back and watch my pregame. I said I think it's a one possession game either way. It's exactly what it was. Give the Mason kid for Baylor. he really hit some tough shots, and give Scott Drew some credit for Baylor. He switched things up. They didn't play straight zone the whole time. They did some stuff tonight that I thought that Baylor, they usually don't adjust to. And I thought that Scott Drew coached a really good game tonight. I wouldn't want to be Baylor when they come to Hilton Coliseum. I think Iowa State will is clearly a better basketball team than them, but life on the road in the Big 12 is brutal. I proved it tonight. The one questions I would have for Iowa State after watching it tonight without being able to go back and watch is some of the rotation. I think we're going to have the rotation conversations all season long. When you have the amount of dudes that Steve Prohm has compiled with this team, we're always going to be questioning his rotation. And, you know, I was a little bit down the stretch. I didn't know where Tyrese Haliburton was. I understood having Solomon Young in there from a defensive standpoint, but it certainly limits you somewhat on the offensive end. We saw more out of Lindell Wigginton tonight, 24 minutes, but I'll tell you this, and people can argue what this stat means. Lindell Wigginton had the worst plus minus of anybody on the team tonight. That's minus 13 when Lindell Wigginton was in the game. Now, again, I'm certainly open to debate on that. Cam Lard played 7 minutes tonight, and his plus minus was plus six. So I think that was a bigger deal than what most people probably realize. Specifically in this matchup against Baylor, Cam Lard is a guy that you absolutely want to have. What's up with Wigginton? Anthony wants to know on Facebook Live. You know, I mean, put yourself in Lindell Wigginton's shoes. You, one of the best players in the conference last year. You get hurt in the first game. You work your way back, and now you don't have a starting spot. You know, I could see why he would be a little bit frustrated with how that played out. But again, go back and watch his first three games. The defense, you know, everybody's playing good defense, and Lindell's kind of off in his own island. I'd have to watch the tape back tonight. It's too early to tell, but he was 3 for 8. Had a couple of threes tonight. But again, that plus minus at minus 13, what I'm looking at right now for Lindell Wigginton. My advice to fans would be just don't freak out. It's still a really good basketball team. Life on the road is brutal. We'll clearly need to keep an eye on Cam Lard and that story as it'll be developing here over the next couple of days. But hey, I don't know what else to say. That is what I thought we would see tonight. I didn't know how the ending would work out. I thought it would be a down to the wire one possession game. Like I said, Baylor got some bounces towards the end. I thought it was some bad luck. And then Iowa State didn't necessarily execute toward the end. I didn't like Horton Tucker's quick defended. He was being defended out on the left wing. It was one of the last possessions. He was kind of feeling it towards the end. Horton Tucker really didn't do anything until the last 5 minutes, and then he started to attack. And Iowa State's defense, their offense is pretty good when he's going towards the rim. It wasn't perfect down the stretch for Iowa State. So lick your chops, get back, and they got to take care of business against Kansas State. They're still plus in the Floyd standings. You know what the Floyd standings are? That's road wins. Iowa State has won. This is a game that if you think if Iowa State is going to win a Big 12 championship, this would be one that you'd like to get back. But we'll see. Iowa State will not be the only team to lose in Waco this season. All right, there you go. Instant Reaction Podcast. Thank you for those who tuned in on Facebook Live. I'm glad that we can bring this to you. Technology is awesome. Those of you on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network, I'm going to be interviewing Alex Golish. He's the Iowa State tight ends coach and recruiting coordinator tomorrow. We'll be posting that probably tomorrow afternoon. We'll see how late it takes me to get that done. So you can look forward to that on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. And appreciate you guys watching and listening. Thanks to our sponsor, Carl Chevrolet.